Welcome to the What's Next podcast. The function of this podcast is to help current students have a better understanding of the career options available to them after they finish their studies, as well as being aware of the resources and support they have available to assist them in their journey from the start to the end and beyond their academic studies here at ICMP. So today we're joined by a very special guest who's going to tell us all about themselves and answer the questions on what's next. So if you would like to tell us your name, what you studied at ICMP, and what's your current occupation and job?
Yeah, sure. My name is Cora Revel. I studied on the songwriting course at ICMP. And right now I work as a social media content creator at the Truman Brewery / I'm releasing music and, you know, doing my artist project stuff.
Wonderful stuff. I mean, we can kind of dive into that, actually. So obviously, so that's like two different roles that you do. So what would you say your usual day-to-day looks like, juggling and balancing those two different roles?
I've only been doing the job for like a month now, so I'm still kind of settling into my new routine, but I'm working from 9 till 6, 5 days a week. I work like in office. I don't have any working from home days, though that might change soon. So I usually, during my lunch break, I tend to like check my music emails and like book sessions and do all the admin kind of side of music. And then I, you know, lunch break is over, I go back to my normal job. Like I said, I do social media content creation for a company. And then after work, I go home and then I'm either in a session, in a songwriting session, or I'm in a production session, or I play an open mic, or any like music related things that might be going on that evening. Or I have just like a quiet night in. That's also an option. And yeah, that's what I do every single day. And then on my weekend days when I'm not at work, I also like tend to book sessions, or I just have a day off once in a while. You know, gotta have a break as well.
I mean, thank you for sharing that. You kind of answered some of the questions I was going to ask earlier, so I'm going to dive into that a bit. One of the questions I wanted to ask is, what have been some of the challenges that you've found? Because obviously, as you've said, you're kind of interweaving between the job you usually do, your nine to six job, and then still integrating doing your admin for music, and then doing maybe some more of the creative music stuff after work. How do you find, I guess, the balance, and are there any challenges that you've found with balancing like both roles?
I mean, my job is quite creative, so like social media is also very much what you have to do when you're a musician, when you're an artist, so it's not too different. It's just one of them is only social media, whereas all the music stuff is social media and music. So I think I got my social media job because I did social media for myself, for my artist project, so that's how I got the job in the first place. So it was like this knowledge that then got me the job, and now I'm learning new things. I'm getting better and faster at the whole social media game, which I then can use for my own purposes, you know, for my promoting my music. I also have to add here that my job is I do have stressful days, but overall it's a rather chill job, I'd say. When I was at uni, I used to like wait tables and stuff like that. I used to work as a waitress, and working in an office compared to that is literally nothing. It's so chill. So like, you know, if there's like a quiet minute in the office where nothing is going on, I can also just like, you know, do a cheeky like check on my like music emails and stuff like that. But yeah, then of course like the time commitment, that's like the tricky thing. That's where it gets difficult. I think, you know, I wish I had more time to just spend on music, but then doing a full-time job allows me, you know, I have more money to spend on music. So it's this thing of you have to balance time and money. I think I personally really like my 9 to 9 to 5, 9 to 6 it actually is. I like it, I enjoy it. I work in a really lovely team and it's not too draining. So I like going to work and I usually come home not drained at all. You know, I'm quite lucky in that way. So I usually just go home or to a session and like have dinner before and then just, you know, keep going. And so far that's been working just fine. But yeah, of course there will be like stressful weeks where it's not that much fun, but there's also quiet weeks. So yeah, it's not impossible to combine. I think it's actually sort of the norm. I know a lot of musicians who are like way more successful than I am in like music. But they still have to do like a 9 to 5. They still have to work. I think with social media, how we kind of all, you know, you have to brand yourself as a musician, you have to kind of show off what you're doing for your audience, but then sometimes that can be a bit misleading for like other musicians. But I think most of us kind of have to at least work a normal part-time job or like a 9 to 5, and you know, we can all kind of make it happen. So it is possible. Yeah,
no, I hear that. Thank you for that. I think it's interesting because I know when I've spoken to other people that have graduated that are doing a 9 to 5 or 9 to 6 whilst also carrying on with their like creative pursuits in whatever kind of area of music it is. Quite often I've not heard many people say they enjoy their 9 to 5 or that, you know, the job that they do outside of music. So it's quite refreshing to know that you actually can enjoy the job that you're doing outside of music as well as doing what you love with music as well. Because I guess it's not as heard of as often, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, I think with me, I'm kind of lucky because I get to do a creative job. My 9 to 6 is very creative, actually. I basically spend my day like taking photos, editing videos and, you know, creating posts. So, which is a part of being a musician nowadays, or a songwriter or whatever, like you need to have a social media presence. So I think that's why I enjoy my job, because it is in a way part of the modern music industry.
Absolutely. Okay, so I guess I would love to ask this next question. You obviously, as you mentioned, you do writing sessions and I guess various different aspects of music, and even with collaborating with other people. How do you stay creative? Obviously you get to collaborate with various different people. So how are you able to stay creative?
I mean, yeah, I guess I am a creative person, but we all are, you know. That's why we study what we're studying. That's why we're at ICMP. But I think with the like staying creative on like not running out of ideas and stuff like that, I think the way I see it or I approach it is that I don't overcomplicate it. I think creativity, like sometimes it's presented as this incredibly elusive thing, this mystery, this magic. And I just don't really see it that way. I think it's just a way of seeing the world. And, you know, on like some days sometimes I just want to focus on small things. It doesn't need to be a huge grand idea. I think small ideas are also very important and valid. Like maybe I want to write a song that is just a simple love song that is not complicated or incredibly deep or incredibly special, but it's just like the act of doing it is kind of what I want to do in that moment, and I don't restrict myself. And then I think if you don't disrupt your kind of flow, that's when you'll get to a point where you suddenly have a huge idea and you have an incredible creative idea. So it's this thing of just not, like, just go with it, like let the way I see it, like everything inspires me. But once again, this like inspiration thing, it's not that deep, it's not that like special or anything. It's just this, I see something that, I don't know, makes me feel something and I want to somehow capture it. And, you know, then I just do it. And I try to not think about whether it's worth capturing, whether I like capture it in a good way. So, you know, it's this kind of like, you just go with it. You just kind of keep it going and don't put too much pressure on yourself. And then collaboration and songwriting. I think I'm quite fluent when it comes to collaboration. I think sometimes I go through phases where I don't write with other people for months because I'm happy writing by myself, or maybe just need like a couple of weeks, like, not writing any songs at all. But then I will go back into phases where I just really enjoy writing with others, where I, like, need that energy from them, where I need that, you know, whatever they bring to the table. And then when I'm back kind of in the mood for, like, writing with others, that's, for me, it's kind of funny. I've realized that whenever September comes around, I really like get in the mood to, like, collaborate. So from, like, September until December, well, maybe sometimes until February or something, I love to collaborate. But then over the summer, I tend to not really do that. I don't know why. And then when I'm in the mood to collaborate, I generally just, like, post it on my Instagram story and I'm like, hey, is anyone down to, like, write a song together? And I also just then reach out to people. Like, I have, of course, like, some people I've been writing with for, like, years at this point. So I just hit those people up and I'm like, yo, can we write a song together? I'm, like, really in the mood. Or maybe I just see someone on Instagram, like, oh, you seem cool. Like, do you ever want to write a song together? And then, yeah, it kind of just goes from there, really. Sometimes I also, the other, like, maybe the other option also for me is when I wrote a song or start writing a song and I feel like I can't finish it by myself, I sometimes run into that problem where I feel like I'm a bit stuck with it. And then maybe I'll, you know, when it's people I've written with before, when I'm like, oh, this person would be dope at, like, finishing this song, I just hit them up and I'm like, hey, look what I wrote, look what I made. I just send them the demo and I'm like, do you want to hop on this song?
That's fair. I mean, that actually lends itself to the next question I was going to ask then. So the songwriting process. So do you find for yourself that, do you like to try different styles when it comes to writing as well? I know obviously with, I guess, being a songwriter, there can sometimes be an expectation that you write in all different genres, but also knowing as a songwriter yourself, you might just be really like, actually, I just want to write in this particular style because this is where I feel like I can flourish the most.
I think we all have our strength, and as you do it, you kind of figure out what those strengths are, and then you know that's something you then, that sort of leads you to what you do, really. For me personally, I'm mainly like a lyricist, though then I'm also kind of good at like hooks, like hooky choruses, though I think I'm mainly a lyricist. So as a lyricist, I obviously, it's a little bit easier to change genre, I think, because then people approach you and be like, hey, I'm writing the song and I'd love your opinion on the lyrics and can we write some more lyrics for it? So it's a bit easier to change genre. I mean, the songs I write most, I'd say, are like these like indie pop songs, like singer-songwriter indie pop songs, sometimes with like a little bit of folk influences maybe. And that's, yeah, what I write most, where I feel most comfortable. So yeah, that's definitely like what I write most. I think it's important, and what I said about creativity, to not stop yourself from just doing what you want to do. It's like, don't put yourself in a box just because you know what your strengths are. If you see an opportunity and something, you know, just happens and you're suddenly in the session where people are like, oh, there's no need to say like, oh no, I've never done this, I can't do this, and this is not my strength, and then to take yourself out of that session. Like, actually, like one of my first writing sessions at ICMP was for like R&B songs, and I just, you know, I just did it, and working in different genres, it teaches you different things. So I would always encourage everyone to, you know, try out different things, try different genres, try different styles, because I think it keeps your creativity kind of flowing, plus it makes you a more versatile writer. At the same time, of course, you'll just develop into, like, you'll figure out what your strengths are.
Okay, so I guess the last question I want to ask would be, if there's any advice that you would give to students or alumni, just maybe even those who are thinking about carrying on songwriting specifically after they finished their degree, like, what advice would you want to give to, I guess, students and maybe those who've recently just graduated? It doesn't have to be songwriting specific, but if it's songwriting specific, that also could work too.
You've got to think about money. And I know that's like very boring and probably a bit scary, but like, if you want to make this your job and you want to build a career, you have to think about money and you have to think about where your income is coming from. While you're in uni, that's a really good like place to start thinking about it. Like, because here's the thing, people always say like, oh yeah, you can do like music on a really small budget, but like, can you though? I think that's a bit of a, because people are like, oh yeah, DIY musicians, you can do everything for free. Like, you can't. Like, you just can't. That's a bit of a myth. And maybe there's like some very like underground indie genres that, you know, maybe you can get away with it, but in general you can't. So you need to think about your money. Like, personally, like while I was at uni, I always went with the cheapest accommodation. Like while I, like when I was at uni, throughout all my years there, I never once lived with any of my friends. Not because I didn't want to, but because they always went for houses that I couldn't afford, or flats I couldn't afford, or that would have put me in an awkward position financially. So I went with the cheapest flat. And then while I was at uni, I had a job. And when I finished uni and I was kind of in between jobs, I started working as an au pair for 8 months because I didn't want to like spend money on rent while I didn't have a stable income. So you need to make kind of very grown-up decisions about your finances, because then you want to keep on making music, you want to release music, or like whatever you want to take, wherever you want to take your career, it will cost money and you will need a stable income. So start thinking of all of this like a business, which is kind of not as fun as, you know, as making, like, you know, when you talk about people who you do creative careers and it always sounds so fun, but no, it's a business and it's just a job. So you gotta start thinking about it that way. And honestly, depending on like what kind of family you're from, you know, maybe you're kind of blessed financially and, you know, you don't have to worry about that, but the average person does have to worry about that. Like, it's tough out there. And if you're gonna be sort of on your own, you have to start thinking about this stuff as soon as possible and just plan ahead and get, like, in my last year of uni, I started to really get into, like, reading about, like, how to, set up your finances. Like, you gotta think about that, which is a bit scary at the beginning, but there's so many small steps you can take now while you're at uni to kind of, then when you leave uni, you're in a, like, you can be confident in what you're doing and you know that you can do this. And be smart with your finances, kids. And especially when you're then, you know, I'm now my like first full-time job, but I managed to like get a job that is creative, that has a little bit to do with what I'm doing, like what I want to be doing down the line, that pays my bills, that pays for my music. And you know, then from there on you just gotta keep it going, and it will get easier with time, and it will, you know, the more money you make, it's easier.
So thank you, Cora, for sharing it. I know that was very, very honest. But I think it's good for people to actually think about the money side of stuff, because you don't want to be like in a bubble and not actually face the realities of what it takes to actually carry on doing music. So thank you for sharing that.
I felt like I left the last question on such a like depressive note. Maybe I should say something like, you can do it. it's fun. Like I it's to kind of take charge of your finances and your careers in that way is scary, but then also very empowering, because you know, you're doing it. That's honestly when you figure out your money situation while pursuing whatever you want to do creatively. It feels very good, you know. It's like a lot of work, but it's good.
Thank you for listening. This has been the What's Next podcast. Join us next time as we have another guest come and share their experiences and tips on how to deal with what's next.